When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Friday, August 16th. Jaguars versus Buccaneers, their joint practices, two of them this week in the books. I was not out there, was in Tampa, down there for a little mini vacation concert with the wife and some friends. Back in Jacksonville now, ready for this football game, Jaguars versus Buccaneers, tomorrow night, Saturday night, 7:30 p.m. at the Bank. So we're going to take a look at a little bit of a preview for this football game, preseason week two. Get into it here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I am wearing right now. You can also become a channel member here on YouTube. Really appreciate everyone tuning in, especially appreciate those channel members out there. Y'all mean the world. So getting into this Jaguars versus Buccaneers preview, preseason week two, it's a little bit weird. There's only three games in the preseason now. The NFL kind of adjusted to that. And so different teams handle things differently, right? Some teams aren't going to have anyone playing in week two. Some teams didn't have many people playing in week one. It's all a fluid situation, and there's different strategies and ways to handle this thing. But for the Jaguars, looking at the quarterback position, it will be Mac Jones and C.J. Beathard. Trevor Lawrence not going to be out there for this one. So you're going to see a full half of Mac Jones, a full half of C.J. Beathard. In my opinion, even though C.J. Beathard did have some incredible throws down the field last week, I thought Mac Jones looked a little bit sharper, a little bit more consistent throwing the football, better athlete, stronger arm. I do think that he has the advantage, certainly, if this is a true quarterback battle. I think Mac Jones is winning and probably will win, but we're going to see both guys for a half. So I think that that's going to help out the evaluation process, certainly. I think continuing to see these guys, you know, you've evaluated them against your team a little bit, right? You've evaluated them now against the Chiefs as well. And now you get to do it again. Obviously, you've had these joint practices to evaluate, but now you get to do it in a game setting as well. So I think that's good to see these quarterbacks go out there. And to me, there's no need to see Trevor Lawrence anymore in the preseason, quite frankly. We'll see what the Jaguars do handling that moving forward, getting into preseason week three and all that. But I've seen enough. I'm ready for Trevor Lawrence to just kind of pack it in, continue to prepare for the regular season, prepare for the Miami Dolphins, right? You want to see Brian Thomas Jr., though, continue to elevate. He has been doing that the last several weeks of camp. It was a little bit of a slow start for Brian Thomas Jr. as a rookie, but he has just been making play after play after play. And again, I wasn't out there at joint practices, was on a little vacation, but all indications, according to Bucks players and coaches, according to Jaguars media, everyone that you've heard from and everyone that was there, Brian Thomas Jr. continues to make plays down the field. And, you know, hopefully he's not too distracted with all the DMs he's getting, thanks to Gabe Davis shouting him out being single. But Brian Thomas Jr. getting more and more comfortable in Jacksonville, more and more comfortable with this offense, and him and Trevor, that connection is building, the chemistry is building. And it's what you want to see from such a talented young football player. And you want to continue to see that tomorrow night, assuming he goes, which as a rookie, I think he will. I think the Jags are going to want to get him as many reps as they can leading into the regular season, because he is going to be a starter. Like, even if you have guys like Christian Kirk and Gabe Davis and Evan Engram, who are veterans that know how to catch the football, Brian Thomas Jr. is going to play an important role in this Jaguars offense. So they want to continue to get him reps. I would expect to see him. Doug Peterson hasn't really said who else won't play besides, like, you know, obviously Trevor Lawrence, we mentioned. Christian Kirk dealing with a little bit of a calf. He's day-to-day. I don't think you should expect to see him. Certainly Daniel Thomas, Eric Armstead, these guys. But, you know, like, will the starting offensive line play? I think that's going to be a really interesting one, because the Bucs do have a talented defensive front. I think that the Jaguars' tackles are in good shape. But the interior of the offensive line, I think, needs to get going a little bit. Mitch Morse, solid in pass protection last week. I thought you saw a couple moments where could do a little bit better job in the run game. I think, you know, where are you at with Ezra Cleveland, with you know, your starting left guard situation? I want to see the interior offensive line be able to have a good showing, regardless of who's out there, at some point during the preseason, to get a little confidence built heading into the regular season. Because right now, I think that that may be...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Looking at how things have gone last year and then into this season so far, obviously preseason, that might be one of the weakest areas of the team, even though you do have Brandon Scherff, who's a good pass protector, Mitch Morris, who's a good pass protector, Ezra Cleveland, who is very experienced. It just still doesn't feel like it's all come together yet. And there have been some injuries, obviously Cleveland battling the leg a little bit, but you want to see those things look a little bit better, because the easiest and quickest way to disrupt a play, especially with Trevor Lawrence at quarterback, is that interior pressure, that interior penetration. And the Jaguars have a little bit of a complicated run scheme. They get guys pulling and moving out in space. And you need these interior offensive line players to play really well, in my opinion, for the run game to get going. And then also for Trevor Lawrence to be able to step up in the pocket, because he's really good at avoiding edge pressure. Like, he senses that very well, but he's got to have a pocket to step up into. So you want to see that continue to get better. You know, can the first defensive group, whoever's out there, can they come out a little bit stronger on that first drive? I'd like to see that. You had some open receivers in the first matchup against the Chiefs, and obviously Tyson Campbell wasn't out there, but you did have some open receivers on that first drive. You had the big run that Isaiah Pacheco was able to get, where the Jaguars' entire defensive front was just kind of angling down the line, and then the linebacker couldn't come up and fill and make that play. So I think that you want to see the first defense that comes out on that first drive, you want to come out a little stronger. You know, in the NFL, you want to come out and establish momentum early in games. Yes, you have to finish, you have to play a full 60 minutes, but getting it going early on, I think, will really help the Jaguars on both sides of the ball if they can do that. You would like to see that, certainly. Obviously, looking at the back end, roster position battles, there's a lot of guys playing well at edge. I mean, we did the defensive standout video earlier this week. You saw so many good players at edge last week, guys making plays in the backfield. So, you know, there's a lot of competition to make this roster behind Joshua Hines-Allen and Trayvon Walker. A lot of guys really fighting for spots. Interior defensive line, same thing. Some guys playing really well up front. At cornerback, again, a lot of competition in safety as well. Like, you're back into the roster safeties. Guys that might not make the team played well last week. So I'm keeping an eye on all those positions, certainly. Definitely will be keen on looking at these wide receivers. You've got your top five locked in my opinion, but do the Jaguars keep six receivers? Do they keep seven receivers? Who makes it? Who stands out? Tim Jones obviously has that special teams advantage over all the other guys. I mean, Tim Jones is a great special teams player, but can an Elijah Cooks, a Joshua Cephas, can they say, hey, you need me for depth on this offense? You can't cut me, because if you do, some other team's going to sign me and I'm going to be up a good football player in this league. Can these guys step up? I think that they both have the talent to do so, but there's a lot of other good guys on the roster as well that are competitive at the receiver position. I'm obviously running back. I can't wait to watch Jalen Jackson again continue to play well. Excited to see what Cam Little can continue to do. He's been really good throughout camp, and I think that Every test that he's had so far, he's passed. You want to see that continue. And then kickoffs, you know, the returns covering, you want to avoid mental errors. You want to avoid mistakes, continuing to monitor how that looks. The Jaguars did a really good job last week on some kickoffs, getting some big run backs, you know, Parker Washington, Tank Bigsby. Can they continue to do that? And can they continue to limit what the opposing team does? I'll be interested to see that, but you know, preseason week two, it looks like won't be quite as interesting as it was week one with the Jaguars and Chiefs, because, you know, the Jaguars had all their starters playing in this in that game. You're not going to see Trevor Lawrence out there for this one. And I suspect there's going to be some other guys that maybe aren't out there, but we'll see how it ends up playing out. I really appreciate y'all tuning in. Again, this game kicks off tomorrow night at the Everbank Stadium, 7:30, Jaguars versus Buccaneers. Last year, regular season, Buccaneers definitely took advantage of a Jaguars team that was limping into that football game, maybe not quite ready, but it'll be interesting to see how this preseason matchup goes. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear, like the hat I'm wearing right now. Become a channel member. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.